Let's play the full speech.
Earlier this week, Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem held a forum in Michigan on the so-called threat of the northern border. The northern border, that's us, Canada. She presented this lurid presentation of rape and murder, and El Salvadorian gangs coming over the Canadian border to terrorize the American people. She was joined by Michigan Representative John James, who said that Michigan is now at the epicenter of the northern border crisis. And one of her officials reassured the American people that they were here to, quote, kick some ass. So whose ass are you going to kick? Ever since Donald Trump declared that Canada was a threat to national security last February, the rhetoric against our nation has been escalating. FBI Director Kash Patel claims that Canada is a source for all kinds of international cabals of Russian, Iranian, Chinese gangs who are heading over the border. He claims that of the 300 terrorists that he says he caught, 85% came from Canada. But were they wearing toques and lumberjack jackets? Then there's Ted Cruz, who says that Canada could be a staging ground for Hamas terrorism. Why? Because we accepted a very small percentage of people fleeing the genocide in Gaza. The likes of Patel and Noem are not there to present facts or to meet with Canadian officials about securing the border for both sides. This is about building a narrative. This is how MAGA operates. And we've seen this right-wing playbook used so many times. This is not about gaslighting. It's about creating a convenient enemy, an existential threat that must be dealt with. What is it going to be next? Are they going to claim that they found weapons of mass destruction in a garage in Charlottetown or Oakville? You know, South Park, the movie, was funny, but South Park as a political administration is a dismal thing to witness. And this is all happening when Donald Trump threatens us. We're either going to pay billions in new tariffs or what? Give up our sovereignty, give up our nation? Well, that's not going to happen. So I'm here this morning to actually reach out to Kristi Noem and Kash Patel and Ted Cruz and MAGA Ambassador Pete Hoekstra and any Fox host who wants to weigh in on the Canadian border to reassure them. Canada is very concerned about the border as well. In fact, we're so concerned that we refuse to travel across it. And your increasing rhetoric against this is making us more determined not to spend a dime in any of your towns, your states, or your country. So let's talk about the state of the Canadian boycott right now. We see that wine sales from the United States to Canada, your number one market, America, is down 93%. That we've seen a $12.3 billion loss in American tourism. So when Representative James says the epicenter of the threat is Canada, I think he should go talk to some of his tourism operators who are seeing massive losses from Canada. Our refusal to cross the border isn't about fear. It is because we will not stoop to give money to a country that is no longer under the rule of law, where kidnapping people off the streets has become normalized.